back, everybody, here in the first intermission. Cougars trailing 1-0 through the opening 20 minutes here at Prospera Place. Tomasz Polatin, the lone goal so far. Okay, let's get to it. So excited to have Glenn Dufresne, first ever voice of the Prince George Cougars. He is here. He's in the broadcast booth. And Glenn, great to see you. It's the first time we've really met. It's crazy.
We know your family. Everyone gives me a hard time about the stories about, you know, that your dad was the very first person I ever met in Prince George. And here you are.
Yeah, what are the odds? It's crazy.
I'm mesmerized by it. Yeah. And it's exciting. And it was kind of funny because even my daughter pointed out just minutes ago, "Wow, you're pretty dialed in." And I said, "Well, because I'm looking at the numbers, and I'm old school, right?" I'm like, "Well, that's not Blair Betts, and that's not, you know, Tyler Bauk. Who are these guys?"
Yeah. Great to have you. This is awesome. Maybe just take me through, how's life now? What are you up to these days? And it's got to be great living in Kelowna. And I guess just how are things all in all here in the Okanagan?
I hate to break you the news. I'm off the bus. So, you know, it's family first, right? Yeah. This is about kids in high school, kids in college, and then hanging out with a bunch of old guys like Tyler Bauk. I see him regularly. But, no, we're doing the same thing we've always done. Still in the media business, just doing TV stuff. We did the WHL, as you know, on Shaw. That's why we left Prince George in the first place. And now we're just kind of enjoying that family life. Hit 60. Yikes. Saw our good friend Regan Bartel, the voice of the Rockets next door. He's been on that bus for 31 years. I am glad I have been off that bus. I don't know if I would have survived 31 years on the bus, but it's been great. And we have a lot of friends in Prince George still, right? So we still Facebook and we keep in touch. But the kids are just dying now to go back to Prince George.
Yeah, that's
so
incredible.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, and, you know, you're still very well known at Prince George. Like, I hear so many stories all the early days with the Prince George Cougars and, you know, the success the team had for so many years. And you're right there calling all that great action. And I guess this is probably a pretty loaded and broad question, but what are some great moments that come to your head when you think of your time behind the Micah of this hockey team?
Game 7 in Kamloops, or Game 6 in Kamloops, and then the Game 7. Overtime win, Jared Smith, big-time goal, right? Remember meetings at Enochera. But really, it's I love the stories of, hey, you got to go to the Kin and see Dan Hamhuis from Smithers as a 15-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
And the next thing you know, he's on the bus. But you just think of, it was a special time, right? It was just a special time. And I just was laughing because I saw Tasia Ginla. And, you know, back in my day, his dad still played for Kamloops, who played at the old arenas, like back in the day. But I just remember, funny enough, just because I've been thinking a lot about the Waldy family and those first trips to Prince George, just the electricity. And your old pal Hartley was just hunting us down, trying to find us. You know, he was trying to find us somewhere at a restaurant when we were top secret. But it was just that whole nostalgic time. Right, sitting in the old arena, and all the old guys. You think of the Mike Hawses and the Sean the WHL guys, right? And the Sean Gendrons of the world, the Prince George locals. Those are the most. That's the most fun for me. As I get to this age, I think of those, the guys who stayed in the community, right?
Yeah.
Big part of the team.
Yeah. You know, when I think 1997, I believe, was the big run for Prince George. It was terrific. I was just born. I didn't really know what was going on, but I've just, you know, heard so many numerous stories about it. And I feel like from what I've seen in these last couple of years with the Cougars, it feels like that juice is back in the building. The crowds have been great for the last couple of years. So when you think of Prince George as a hockey town, I see the videos of 1997, and I've been into a lot of buildings now in the league, and I really think, I don't know if it's bias or not, but I feel like the CN Center, it's got to be at the top of the heap in terms of most electric fans.
It's amazing. It always was, right? And it's so funny because I bumped into Mike Babcock. It was a number of years ago now, but we still talk about that Chris Mason.
Right.
Everyone just washes over that. And I just remember this whole Hall of Fame thing with Big Z, thinking about, you know, back in the day, the first person in the Hall of Fame should have been Chris Mason, only because, you know, they won three games in a row against Spokane. He made 161 saves in three games, and they sweep them. But it was just electric. Like, you just couldn't bottle it up. And like I said, I always talked to that first few years in Prince George. They were hungry for the team, you know, the new rink, and 97 hits. And it's just this nuclear bomb that just goes off, boom, and sets the stage. And now Big Z being in the Hall of Fame, it's hit us like a freight train, right? And I saw a picture of Eric and Dan Hamhuis the other day, and I just sort of thought, we're all getting older, yes, but it's still that nuclear bomb that went off. And Big Z at the teddy bear toss, you know, gets into a scrap, a scoreless game in the teddy bear toss. And a Zdeno Chara fight brings the teddy bears down. And now he's in the NHL Hockey Hall of Fame. Like, I can't even wrap our head around.
Yeah, it is crazy to think. Like, you mentioned Eric and Dan were up in PG last, and it was just, they were just two guys just sitting there in the office, and I'm like, that's a lot of NHL games played. That's obviously a lot of Cougar games played. Well, that's Olympic gold medals. It's all of those things.
I love being at the Burn Fund Golf Tournament, and Dan Ham Hughes walks over to me and says, can you introduce me to Eric Brewer? I've never met him.
Wow.
And now, fast forward. Last thing I remember of Hammy, if he's listening, was sitting at Red Lobster. I said, I'm going to treat you. Let's go to Red Lobster in Tri-Cities. And now I look at him, father, NHL, gold medal, all that stuff. And all I think about is the young days.
Yeah.
And it's so fun.
Yeah. 94-95, the first year of the Pritchard Cougars, you weren't at the CN Center yet, right?
We're at the Coliseum. Yeah, we're at the Coliseum.
What was that like coming into that building? Because it was probably pretty crazy. That building's crazy.
It was an NHL lockout year.
Yeah, right.
Jeff Friesen, Niedermeyer, like all these NHL superstars who were not supposed to be in the league are in that little Coliseum. And we're all looking. And I remember the first time sitting in the Coliseum going, I don't think we can do this. But the NHL lockout happened, and all these superstars showed up.
Yeah.
And the city was just, the jaws were on the floor. I remember when Niedermeyer showed up in pre-game skate, and everybody just kind of went, that is not a normal hockey play.
Yeah, you mentioned the Iginla Singh, Teej Iginla. Vancouver now, they have Matt Domenichelli, whose son is now playing in the league, and there's so many names like that. There's so many second, third generation players. There's also another Iginla. There's Joe Iginla, who's also in Vancouver. So it must be. Is it cool to see that? It must be cool to see the generations continue to build.
Yeah, it is, and it's just like yourself. Honestly, I find this so. I just can't get over the universe somehow puts you in the chair, and I just find the whole thing. As we get older, it's just that when we see the guys, we remember before you're, and it's just nice to see them all. But even the other teams, right? Like the other coaches, even seeing Gavin Hamilton here from the Rockets, who I haven't seen for a long time. This is the camaraderie, as you know, of just being around the league when it was growing. Yeah. And it's great to hear that the CN Center is starting to be full again, because my kids still don't understand, and even my wife, they remember those times.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Yeah, there is really nothing like it. And I was going to ask, have you kept tabs a little bit on the Cougars here and
always,
there? With
when always.
You
look at the yeah, I watched your games on the, of course, we're going to grab them in the playoffs.
Yes.
Now that we can watch them on streaming, I'll grab a few of those. I thought there was a shot. I thought there was a chance at freaking Portland, eh? We did it to them. They did it to us. So it hurt my feelings, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's been a while since the Cougars have, slayed the Dragon and the Portland Winterhawks. But, there have been a lot of really good years here over the last couple of seasons. And, Glenn, maybe just the message to the fans. As I said earlier, there's a lot of fans that your name comes up in so many conversations when they think, the nostalgia of the Prince George Cougars when they first came to PG. And you were right at the forefront. I guess maybe a word to the fans, if you have any.
Old buddy Ron Palillo, all the gang. Yeah. I'd love to go see them again. But this is what, season two for you?
This is season four.
Season four. Yeah. Five more years to go, buddy.
There you go.
Nine seasons.
9 years, yeah.
So when we did the math, nine seasons equals one full year of my life on a bus.
Yeah.
So you got some time to catch
up. There you go. Yeah, I got some work to do.
We're looking forward to coming back. We have a lot of friends that are still up there. Time flies by. A lot of them we see walking through the mall here in Kelowna. And they walk up and they said, aren't you? Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? It's been 20-plus years.
Yeah.
But we still have those conversations. So we're looking forward to bringing them back up. I told the kids already, I said, if we go to Prince George, it'll be a different experience for them. But we'll make our way up there.
Yeah.
And hopefully, we'll see what happens next.
Yeah, great to see you, Glenn. This has been awesome. Great to have you up here. And whenever you come to Prince George, we can't wait to see you. Whether it's the playoffs or whatever it may be. Great to have the family up here. Also so exciting. So appreciate the time.
Awesome. Thanks, Cole.
Yeah. Glenn Dufresne, ladies and gentlemen.
Have a great night, everybody.
Yes, in our first intermission, former voice of the Prince George Cougars. We'll take a break.